a big hadush in the halakha that somebody ate a salty food or food that causes him to get thirsty, and as a result, he drinks. The case that they talk about is the Moroccans eat couscous, or it could be another food, lavdavka, that when you eat it, it causes a person to get thirsty. So, of course, he makes a mezonot on the food of the couscous. Rabbi Mazuz, may live and be well, says that when you drink the water, you don't make a beracha. Because he says you're not drinking the water for itself. It's the first food that aroused you to drink. And therefore, it's almost like it's tafel to the first food. So, if the mezonot that you made on the first food covers the water. It should be pointed out that Hakam of Adya Alav Shalom in Yabiya Omer argues on this. As we know, the minhag, that whenever we're eating something, even though we make a beracha on the first item, we get thirsty, we don't say, well, that caused us to get thirsty, so that's ikar and the water is tafel. We look at both of them as ikar, and therefore we make a beracha on the drink. The only case that we wouldn't make a beracha on a drink is if you made a motzi. Then already we say that these things are considered part of the se'udah. So since they come part of a se'udah, when you're eating a se'udah, fine, but that's only when you're making a motzi. But we don't say that water automatically comes with a mezonot. If you didn't eat, 7 or 6 or 8 ounces of it, certainly. So therefore the halakha l'ma'aseh, that even though a person makes a mezonot, and then he gets thirsty as a result of what he ate, and now he wants to drink water, certainly, la halacha has to make a shakol as a beracha rishona.